Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Early baseball today. Getaway day for the San Diego Padres. Take on the Sacramento Athletics, or just the Athletics. At 12:35. 11:35 Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. Randy Vasquez on the mound against Osvaldo Beto of the A's, who... you know, are going to try to go for the series win. You know, they hadn't won a game in Sacramento at all until last night.
That's super.
The first one that they got. They're eventually going to win a home game.
Yes.
Going to happen. Let's see if they can avoid winning a home series. And the Padres take 2 out of 3 today. We'll talk more about that baseball coming up. Right now, though, a little early, since we got a special guest hopefully planned at the bottom of the hour with our Rondle Report.
And get things started here with our... edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Fantastic.
Good. A lot of stories we haven't gotten to. I'm curious to see
which ones made the
Rondle Report.
Trying to sort that all out, and I think we start with the good audio. And my God, Kevin Harlan was at it again. Yep. Kevin Harlan has done stuff like this in the past. I think his most famous clip that we've played is him doing the play-by-play of the streaker. The man is drunk, and just. Kind of going against the grain. Usually the broadcasts will never address stuff like that. He will. He'll draw attention to it. I think he would fit in great on this show.
He'd be great on this show.
I think he would love
replace
our
Ben,
style.
Actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Kevin Harlan would be great.
Fine. Be an honor to be replaced by Kevin Harlan.
Wouldn't it kind of be?
Be an honor.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to let you go. Don't worry. It's for Kevin Harlan.
We're going to be okay.
I get
it. I step aside gracefully. Good sir.
Yeah.
For Kevin Harlan.
For Kevin Harlan.
He's done emphatic reads and working sponsors into some of his highlight calls. So yesterday, he was calling NBA. This was the Knicks and the Knicks opponents.
Ben?
Whoever the Knicks played.
Who the Knicks play?
The Knicks last night? I don't know who the Knicks played. I know who the Lakers played, but
oh
the Knicks
God.
Played The Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics, Knicks
at the Garden. Yeah. And so if you were watching the television broadcast, they were coming back from a commercial break. You kind of have like the drone shot zooming in onto the court as guys are getting ready to resume play. And he had to read a liner for the NBA's sponsor for that game. And I know this would never happen here at Odyssey. NBA needs to get their stuff together because it sounds like they might have mixed up the copy between two different clients. Take a listen.
Square Garden, the NBA on TNT is brought to you by the new crispy tenders at CarMax.
Nope.
What? The way car buying should be. Can that be? What is that? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Hold on. Are they serving tenders with cars? Are there tenders in the car?
Because if there is, you're in.
We just had the marriage of two different sponsors, and it was ugly.
Somebody's getting chewed for that.
They are dying.
Only you can laugh about it.
Well, that just goes to show you, I literally will read anything they put in front of me without even looking like, holy cow.
Will.
What does that say?
They put it in front of you.
CarMax. For your chicken tenders.
Yeah, get chicken tenders at CarMax. The way that buying
is brought to you by the new crispy tenders at CarMax.
Nope.
What?
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 Genius.
So then
make sure you check out the summer baseball camp at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
People are losing their minds. I mean, again, it's not his fault, and he's making the best out of it. I guess he maybe could have read ahead just a little bit.
Keep your water soft at Robert Half.
So then later in the game, same thing. This broadcast brought to you by CarMax. Here's how Kevin Harlan did the second read.
Tonight from New York, the NBA on TNT is brought to you by CarMax. The way car buying and tenders should be.
Perfect.
I just threw that in there, the tender. That was some poetic license on that. Thought I had to pay off the tender. Maybe they do.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do.
And if they don't, they should.
You're always hearing about car, you know, they throw in this or that, come in and buy a car from us.
I've never been to CarMax.
I haven't either.
And then, have you seen the Carvana where they have that tower of cars?
Yeah, it's like a vending machine.
Like a vending machine
of
cars.
I'm fascinated.
It's cool. There's one right by the Padres spring training complex.
I would.
Yeah. Peoria.
I just would want to buy one just to see it come down. I'm that idiot. They made that for me. Like, I want a car, but I want the one on the top. And I want you to bring it down.
Hey, babe, you see a charge for $60,000.
Yeah, don't worry. I bought a new. I did buy a new car at the top of the vending machine. I wanted to see it come down.
But it came with some chicken tenders.
It got chicken tendies with it.
So there you go. Okay, and then we're going to stay in the NBA. Normally, wouldn't really highlight a coaching firing in the NBA. But I thought this was interesting. The Denver Nuggets have fired their head coach, Michael Malone.
Yep.
And are planning to fire their GM, Calvin Booth. So they're cleaning house. And what's interesting about this, I mean, there's several layers to this. I was seeing some clips yesterday. Like, Michael Malone was, like, beloved.
Right.
At least by the star players, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Like, there's videos of him in Serbia hanging out with Jokic, like, riding horses. And they're just hanging out. He had a very touching story about him and Jamal Murray. Like, they loved this guy. They won a championship less than 2 years ago today. It was 2 years ago in June that the Nuggets won the championship. So that was confusing how fast. I think I saw four out of the last six teams that won the NBA championship have fired their coach. So there's not a whole lot of leash there for these coaches. And then I saw that the Nuggets, I knew they weren't having like the best season. They're in fourth place. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, they've been
tied for fourth
place. Lost four in a row, so not good lately.
There's a four-way tie for fourth place.
It's a hugely tight race in the Western Conference. The Lakers are in third, and then one game behind is the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies, with just three games to play.
The Grizzlies also fired their coach.
It's such an odd time to... even if you think you need to make a change, I feel like most teams would just say, but let's ride this out. I mean, he's won a championship. See how he can finish out this season, and then we'll make the decision at the end of the year.
Games.
Yeah, it said the thing I saw, it said his style had worn thin.
But they're still 47-32. It can't have worn that thin. And then there were reports of the cold war between him and the GM. Sounded very much like the AJ Preller, Bob Melvin.
Yeah.
Like, not speaking at all to each other.
But
didn't
wouldn't
like
you fire
the
coach
the
and
team.
Keep the GM?
Well, I mean, I can see an owner going, I don't like how these guys are working together. I'm not taking sides. You're both gone.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can see that, but I would feel like you'd wait until the end of the
There's only two games left in the season.
I mean, unless they were like, you know, 10 games out of the playoffs, and then you go, fine, we're done.
Yeah.
But right now,
it's odd.
It's odd.
They're bringing in, who did they say? David Adelman, who's the son of former NBA coach Rick Adelman, as the interim coach. I mean, again, you know, you're about to make this playoff run. I don't know. Maybe it's a breath of fresh air. It could be genius. You know, you never know. But I had seen a clip of him that was going around a couple weeks ago, and he hit his players pretty hard. He's like, yeah, I mean, you know, if these guys would actually watch film, but who am I kidding? Nobody actually watches film. We have to show it to them, you know, and he was pretty harsh with his players.
So they're just a game behind the Lakers for trying to get home court advantage in the first round. Lakers lost last night. They were going for back-to-back wins at Oklahoma City. They were up one in the fourth quarter. Luka got ejected.
Saw that.
When the referee apparently thought he was yelling at him.
Yep.
He was really jawing with a fan who apparently he's jawed with in the past in Oklahoma City.
He hit a shot and turned around and
pointed
at him.
And the ref thought he was cursing at him, so he ejected him. And then
that's pretty quick.
A real quick ejection.
I always say, like, you don't see this stuff in the NBA. You don't see it in the NFL. You know, you see coaches and players really giving it to the officials or whatever, and you don't see the quick trigger. No, this was a really quick trigger last night. 7 minutes left in the game, down by one or up by one. I can't remember which one. And they lost.
And then tonight they're playing at Dallas, the return of Luka, first time back since being traded. Theme on the Rondo Report. Yesterday you talked about wings, right? The bad wings that, was it Cody Bellinger had the bad wings? Then you had the tenders story, and now you're talking about the Nuggets.
That was not intentional. But I'm glad you picked up on that.
It's quite the connection.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, I just wanted to take a moment and we'll relish in this fun audio. 4 years ago today, gentlemen, it was a Friday in 2021, and the Padres were on the road, still getting through the COVID protocols. Broadcasters not quite traveling with the team, I don't even think yet. But in Arlington, Texas, do you guys remember on April 9th, 2021, Joe Musgrove made some history.
No balls in one stride. The big right-hander ready and delivers. Swing and a ground ball to shortstop. Kim has it. Friendly hop. Throw to first. That is a no-hitter, and that is history. Joe Musgrove with the first no-hitter in Padre history. April 9th, 2021, at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The kid comes home, and he gets it done.
Chills.
A great call from Jesse, who, of course, wasn't in Arlington,
was
Texas
not there
for the game. He was calling it from Petco Park remotely during the pandemic.
I've got all the calls if you want to hear Don and Mudd, and then we also have Eddie Ortega from that fun day.
Ground ball to shortstop. Kim will go to first. The San Diego Padres get their first no-hitter in the history of the franchise, and it belongs to San Diego's own Joe Musgrove, sending the Friar faithful into a frenzy.
Amazing.
So good.
God, that was great.
And here is the Padre Spanish broadcast as well.
Kiner Falefa, el shortstop, recibe el primer strike. Él puede ser el final del juego más esperado. Le tiró rola al short. Puede ser el final. Hoy es el día. Hoy es el día. Tira primera. Kim. Y lo sacó. Se acabó el juego. Los Padres tienen su primer juego sin hit ni carrera en la historia de un solo pitcher. Joe Musgrove, de San Diego, California, lo hace en Texas a domicilio. Vuelve a ser un lugar mágico para San Diego de visitante en Arlington. Se cubrió de gloria. Toca el cielo, Joe Musgrove. Primer juego sin hit ni carrera que nos toca vivir con los Padres.
Get a little emotional.
Oh,
there.
He starts getting emotional.
So
I love that from Eduardo Ortega.
I remember we did the Saturday show the next morning.
Yeah.
Joe called in.
That was amazing.
So much fun.
I know enough Spanish to go, hoy es el día. Hoy es el
día.
Today is the day.
Today is the day.
Tira primera. Hoy es el día. Hoy es el día. Tira primera. Kim.
Wow. Yeah, I loved it. Loved it.
So awesome.
Joe Musgrove.
Right, it's storybook. Storybook.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect way to get your first.
Toca el cielo, Joe Musgrove. Primer juego sin Hindi Carrera que nos toca vivir con los padres.
Oh, it gets me, man, every time. It's so
I'd
good.
I'd forgotten about that part.
Man, I did too.
So good.
Eddie got me there.
Yep.
Tearing up here myself.
Eddie's the best, dude.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Perfect world. You would have liked to have it at Petco. You would have liked to have the broadcasters there, but, man.
I'll take it.
Everything else
was perfect.
Just absolutely perfect.
I'll never forget
it, man. And, 4 years ago, we got the newspapers hanging in the studio here. That was a really, really cool moment.
Very cool.
Now, Joe has some company on the injured list for the Padres. Hopefully just Jackson Merrill and not Fernando Tatis Jr. Well,
I thought
Jake
you meant
Cronin.
On the no-hitter list. Dylan
he also has company on the no-hitter list as well. Seemed like yesterday was a really bad day for the Padres. But there was something very good for the San Diego Padres yesterday as well. If you don't know what it is, I will fill you in when we come back with Ben Woods after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. Summer is going to be here soon. It's a gorgeous day outside, at least here by our studios in San Diego. And you don't want to get to T-shirt and shorts weather still feeling like you could lose 15, 20, 25 pounds or more. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days back in the summer of 2023 with the SDFatLoss.com program. And all I had to do was follow the proprietary strategies my counselor laid out. And I call them proprietary strategies because, you know, they've come up with these with doctors, but really it's simple. They tell you when to eat, how much to eat, what to eat, and you do it. And I, you know, got my food at the grocery store, ate a lot of steak and chicken. You had some choices in there, things you can pick, stuff you like. I followed the program. I lost weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day. Join me. Join so many tier ones who are losing so much weight. They're getting it done and they're keeping it off. I've kept the weight off every pound of it for a year and a half. You can do it as well. Get a free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Take advantage of the spring special. Get $200 off and know that after you sign up for the program, they're not going to be asking for more money for injections. They don't do that. They're not going to be asking for money for shakes or bars or mixes. They don't do that either. It's just simple, real weight loss at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, is everybody ready for some good news for the San Diego Padres? It does feel like it's been the toughest morning so far for us this season.
Is this going to be a Ben-ism? Is this going to make me feel worse?
Not at all. Not at all. Now, it's nothing that's going to help them immediately. But last night, Cash Mayfield made his professional debut. The 20-year-old, who was their first-round pick last July, 25th overall selection, has been kind of under wraps. He's only really pitched on backfields, didn't make his debut last year. We saw one of those backfield games, at least an inning, when he was playing pitching against the German national team, right? When we were at spring training.
He was supposed
to pitch in the spring breakout prospect game that Sammy and Scan called, but he had the flu, so they scratched him. So finally, Cash Mayfield made his big league or minor league debut at Lake Elsinore last night. Left-hander looked really, really good. 3 no-hit innings, struck out 6, and only allowed 1 walk, and that was on the second-to-last hitter he faced. Struck out the side the first 3 batters of his professional career, 1-2-3.
Got to feel pretty good.
26 of 45 pitches for strikes, big lefty, and a really good, solid start to his career for Cash Mayfield last night for the Storm.
We are going to have Clark Fahrenthold on Friday, and he's going to fill us in on what's happening with Leo and Ethan and Cash Mayfield and Boston Bateman and all the guys that will be coming up through the pipeline in the next couple of years. But, yeah, man, that was really, really encouraging for him.
Now, if you're looking down at AAA and wondering if the Padres need to call someone up with all these injuries, the guy who's the hottest right now at El Paso is Jonathan Perlaza.
Yep.
He went triple and 3 runs driven in last night. His OPS is 1142.
I like that.
So far this season, plays the outfield. Someone you'd think about. I don't believe he's not on the 40-man, though, so you'd have to make more moves. Tirso Ornelas is. He was 1-for-4 last night with 2 RBI and a walk. His OPS is 705, so he's not nearly off to the hot start. Luis Scamposano hit 941 OPS, had 2 more hits yesterday as well for the El Paso Chihuahuas. So some offensive options there at AAA, Perlaza being the best performer at the moment.
How's Connor Joe doing?
I did not see anything from him yesterday. I think he's been doing all right, doing what he did in spring training, getting on base, and doing his thing. So, but that's kind of a quick minor league update. Ethan Salas is struggling. I thought he was 0-for-3 last night. I thought he was hitting 174. No, it says here his OPS is 174.
Oh, all right,
that is not good. That's on base plus slugging. That's under 200. Over 800 is really good. Ooh. Under 200 is not good. So offensively, he's at AA San Antonio.
Man, dang it.
Leo DeVries, 1-for-4 last night with an RBI, 762 OPS.
Okay.
So not as bad for single A Fort Wayne.
Spencer says El Paso is a mirage. Yeah,
it's a bit of a mirage.
It's a bit of a mirage for
sure. But so is Sacramento sometimes.
That's true.
That's where the Padres are playing
right now.
At a AAA Pacific Coast League ballpark.
Yeah, so. I was thinking about that when Skip kind of mentioned, and I guess I hadn't thought about it before. He's like, playing a couple or 3 seasons in Sacramento, well, that changes kind of how you build your team, does it not? Like, what is, their goal is to win baseball games, right? You're a major league team. You want to win baseball games at the highest level. What's it going to be like in Vegas? If you do end up going to Vegas, what's the baseball going to be like there in that new ballpark? You know what I mean?
It's not really an if, right? I mean, it's happening.
I think until it happens, there's always the possibility that it doesn't.
There's enough drama in Las Vegas that I don't think you can be 100% sure
it's
happening.
Right.
It's on track to happen.
Now, listen, they put their head down and they're full backing.
I thought construction had already started.
They tore down the old place. I don't think they've actually started building the new place.
Okay. So,
but how do you attract free agents?
Now,
hey, come play in this minor league ballpark, and then the future is, we don't really know.
They got Severino, they got Rooker to sign an extension.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, huge needle movers, but
not impossible.
You offer some money, you can probably convince guys to play there for a couple of years.
Yeah, and you know, I guess with the allure of moving to Las Vegas and playing there, but again, you don't know how that place is going. I mean, I think you don't overthink it. Hey, is this guy a good hitter? He's a good hitter. All right, let's draft him. Is this a good pitcher? All right, we'll take him. But it is interesting to think about it. And, you know, he's talking about analytics and how analytically driven all these teams are. I got to tell you, the analytic, and I'm a supporter of them. I wish I had more information on a daily basis about what works and what doesn't in my own life, right? If I wish I had an R&D department following me around for everything I do to maximize my day. There's one analytic that's making me insane, and I'm seeing it a lot on social media right now. It's catch probability. What you're telling me is I've seen some really brilliant catches lately. That actually had a 94% chance of being caught. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, you're telling me what I saw was not a good catch. I'm telling you, I looked at this play. I saw this play. Right. It's a good frigging catch. But, you know, the end.
Catch probability doesn't tell you, 94% catch probability doesn't mean it wasn't a good catch. It just means most big leaguers would also make that play.
But I'm seeing this.
It looks like a tough play.
This is what
are good players, and a lot of them would make that play.
This is what I'm seeing, is any junior college center fielder makes that catch. It had a 94% catch probability, right? This throw, every college kid can make this throw from you know, shallow right center on a line to third base.
What's your catch probability when a ball?
One. Right now. One. I've dropped one. I've thought about it every minute of every day.
Did you have
since.
To run a long way to get there?
No, it went straight up. I was playing first. It went straight up in the air.
Uh-huh.
And I did the you're calculating
the catch probability in your head as it went up into
you
the
know
sky.
When you start backpedaling, you're dead. You're
yep.
dead.
Yeah. I had one of those at fantasy camp. And Arizona Sky, I was like, I got this. I got this. Nope. I do not have this.
And as soon as it comes, and then the week before, they hit me too, caught them no problem. I'm confident. So I was feeling pretty good. And, bro, I'm telling you, Benny, I've thought about it. I was driving around yesterday going, you stupid bastard. Your pitcher was dealing. And he got out of the inning. It did cost us a run, I think. I think the guy did come around and score.
Your children saw it.
My children were there. My wife was there. Mm. I'm lesser than. I've thought about it every minute of every day since. Here's the thing, though. I don't want anybody to come throw me pop flies during the week, so I'm just kind of winging it on Sunday like everybody,
Our
right?
Our boss, Adam Klug, was incensed by an analytics stat. Fernando Tatis Jr.'s home run that went like over the clubhouse in the outfield had an XBA, an expected batting average of 950. He goes,
950?
Why
wouldn't it be 1,000?
So, yeah, how could that ball ever not be a hit? It went way over the ball. It was a home run in all 30 major league parks. It should have a 1,000 XBA. And Clark, Karen told, explained to him that XBA is based on exit velocity and trajectory, not distance traveled. So apparently there is some universe that you could hit the ball that hard at that trajectory and it doesn't go out of a yard. Like if it went to center field, it could have gotten caught.
So they don't factor into account where you hit it.
Okay. So the XBA was 950 because in the like a deep park, if he had hit that to center field, it actually might not have got out. Now, Fernando doesn't believe it. He thinks that was under calculated at 406 feet. But there are places in baseball where a 406 foot drive is a long out to the, you know, deepest part of the ballpark.
Well, and again, I mean, just to you know, this isn't an old head take, right? It's not. Like, but don't tell me what I just saw was not a good catch. Like, don't tell me that wasn't a brilliant catch by the center fielder or, you know, Sosa going up to rob one last night in left field. Like, oh, everybody makes it. Don't diminish these incredible feats by these incredible athletes by throwing some weird numbers on them. That's the thing that makes me nuts. Use those numbers to help tell the story, not to diminish what these guys are doing and their ability to do so.
Polly has quietly added the incredible boomer.
Oh, did you add it to me?
Yeah,
God dang it. There it is.
There you go. Congratulations.
I'm tired of it. Did you guys see? Oh, you probably don't. I mean, when you see the clip from Hosmer's podcast pop up, I always watch him. He gets good guests.
Yeah.
He had Vinny Pasquantino on, who I love, Sasquatch, from the Kansas City Royals.
Pasquatch. Yeah.
Yeah, Pasquatch. And he was talking about, he goes, you know what, man? He goes, I'm a modern player. I'm a young player. I like analytics. I love that they help me. I know when I'm lift, you know, what to do and what not to do sometimes. He goes, but did you know that, and I didn't know this. I retweeted it last week. Did you know that how it was weighted, a sac fly is weighted in war negatively? He goes, if I have 28 at bats in a week and I hit 28 sac flies, I go down in war. I just drove in 28 runs. And it doesn't count against my average, but I'm a negative war player.
It does make sense somewhat, though, because you would rather get a hit still than a sacrifice. It's
absolutely
not that you're not doing your job. You did your job. You drove it in. It's a valuable thing for your team, but you'd still rather be getting a hit. Keep the inning going.
Of course.
You could drive in more runs with a home run or a double.
But are you more likely to win?
That's what you're
more. He said. He goes, you're telling me my I'm now a negative war player, even though I just help my team win. And that's what stood out to me. I wish I had the clip for you.
I mean, are you a good player? Let's say you came up all season long and you batted zero, but you did have 100 sac flies. So you had 100 RBI season, which is great, but your batting average and on-base percentage was zero. Are you a really valuable player, or are you kind of not that valuable? I don't know.
If I have a guy that drives in 100 runs, he's effing
even if he bats zero and never gets on base,
he's valuable.
All
he's valuable as hell
because that's what they're projecting. That's why the value is. So they're saying that if you did that every single time, would you be valuable to the team or not?
Right.
And
the answer is yes.
It's a tough one because you'd have a lot of RBI, but you would literally be hitting zero with a zero on base percentage and a zero slugging.
Right.
You'd have the worst season in baseball history, but you'd also have a ton of RBI.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just, again, he's like, I'm being punished for helping my team win. It's tough.
It's definitely perhaps a bit of a flaw in the system.
Correct.
But you can't, I do understand why it's done.
I don't think it should be weighted as negatively as it is. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Because he did 28 for 28, and he was like, I go down 100 something in war.
So the analytics are not very situational.
Correct.
You know, it's based on what you actually do between you and the pitcher.
Right.
We'll talk baseball. Paulie's been working on setting up Dallas Braden, broadcaster now for the A's, former major leaguer, and we're going to talk mushroom sandwiches with him when we come back with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let me tell you about Underdog. I've been getting some messages from you guys who are playing Underdog, having a blast with it. That makes me happy. I'm having a blast with it, too. I thought I had some really good picks last night as Manny Machado went yard in the first and was like, oh, we're off to a good start. Didn't end up. That's fine. You know, you just pick higher, lower on player stats. You guys know how daily fantasy works, but Underdog's been amazing. So much fun to play with. Every single day, one of the leading sports apps. You can now play it right here in our state. Basketball still firing on all cylinders. So, again, you can choose higher or lower on player stats, points, assists, rebounds, and more. Mix and match with baseball. Mix and match with golf. Got the Masters coming up. There's a lot to do on Underdog, and it's a fun time doing it. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now using the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with the promo code Woods. Claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24-7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a little last-minute treat on Ben and Woods today, going until 10 o'clock this morning. Padres continuing their series against the Athletics, wrapping up the series in Sacramento this afternoon. And joining us right now is athletics broadcaster, former major leaguer Dallas Braden, because, of course, we want to talk about mushroom sandwiches.
So
Dallas.
Bad.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, boys. I'm doing great. I got to say the pickings, no pun intended, from the vegetable garden have definitely made their way into the press box offerings. I tried. I tried as mightily as I could. I was not able to sway Mud into the mushroom veggie burger. Don Tangelo also passed on that. Oddly enough, though, I did find Mud in my booth just before first pitch. Finishing up, I think he was licking his ring finger, his middle finger, his index finger. There was frozen yogurt dripping off of his thumb. So he had no issue finding a place that was going to be able to fulfill his needs. And it yes, wasn't man. A veggie burger. It was from Patty. But nonetheless, he was fine.
Got a game to call. I was legitimately watching the broadcast last night, and when they started talking about mushroom sandwiches, I lost it. I mean, they name dropped you, of course, on the broadcast. They said, "Yeah, Dallas Braden walks in. He looks. He goes, guys, it's just to build your own." He said, "People were foraging around for scraps of turkey to build their own sandwich." I was in tears. It made for Padres fans, it was a pretty rough game. Those guys always make it fun, man, because that just sent me into. I was in hysterics last night thinking about it.
Well, it was funny because I did. I walked in. They were kind of assessing what was going on, and I just it's one of those where you got 30 sandwiches and you grab two of them. The row collapses. Now you got a stray tomato. You got a rogue onion. And I looked at Don Tangelo. I said, "Yeah, it's a build your own here. And if you'd like, I took the liberty of putting the mushroom patties over on the trash can. So if you're looking for a mushroom burger, it's on the trash can right now."
It's so funny, Dallas. We've been talking about, we watched you guys the last two nights, and you guys have done such a good job. You and your broadcast team have done such a great job. We're dear friends with Jessica Kleinschmidt. You guys and Mark Kotze and the players, man, like you guys have taken a tough situation and have made it fun, and you got fans coming out there to watch the games, and it's big league baseball in a minor league park, man. You guys are making the most out of it, and I got to tell you, watching your team, they're a fun bunch to watch. I mean, they really are. They are a blast to watch. Good pitching. Tell us a little bit about this kid that is on the bump today, because I saw him in spring training and was blown away, and he's gotten off to a really good start.
Are you talking about B-Dub?
I am.
He is, I'll tell you guys this story just to kind of, before I get into Bidot, you talk about a fun team. It's great. It's a young group of guys, but how about this? When you bring a guy like Luis Severino into the building, you have expectations. Yeah. I think there's a certain amount of accountability and leadership that comes along with him inherently. And if you had questions about that simply because you don't know the man and you're curious to see how he operates, well, I think this, if you're not a fan of Luis Severino already, you should be after I tell you this story. He shows up in the spring training, continues to get the work in daily. He's setting the tone. Osvaldo Bidot was somebody who he had gravitated towards almost instantaneously and really, on both sides. Bidot knew who Severino was, obviously. So when you get a man like that in the building and you fancy yourself maybe similar to him, you want to listen. Well, I think Sevy knew exactly what kind of impact he was going to have the minute he showed up, because in spring training, Bidot, in an effort to stay away from the big league club that he was going to face his first time around, goes over to the minor league side where I was, because I work with our minor league guys during spring training. And I see this bright Kelly Green and these tight white pants start walking through the fence. And who is it? It's Luis Severino in full uniform, who drove from the big league game down to our minor league complex so he could watch the outing of Osvaldo Bidot, because it was an extended outing, 5-6 innings, hopefully, like I said, polishing up to start the regular season. And Bidot, in between every inning, would walk over to the fence, talk to Severino. Debbie would even sit down with him. And then by the end of the inning, Bidot was in the dugout by himself, ready to go back out. So that's the kind of attention and that's the kind of camaraderie that has already been built, that has already been forged, thanks to Sevy and showing up. And it has rubbed off on Bidot, because the attention to detail, it's a completely different animal this year. And for a guy who found himself in the bullpen in a long relief role, pitched his way into the starting rotation, and has taken advantage of the opportunities he's provided for himself, it has been nothing short of impressive. I think when you watch Bidot and you look at some of the games in the past and what we have seen so far, sure, there's been a couple issues with command, and that has kind of been his deal since coming over. But this is a guy who has a great fastball, great ride on the heater. He can pitch at the top of the strike zone, and he's developing a next level feel for the secondary stuff. For me, it's the misses that I pay attention to with guys like him, because at times when he starts to get into extended at bats, what you can do when you have this kind of stuff is you just try to out-muscle the game, right? You try to out-muscle the opponent. And the game of baseball doesn't give a damn about how strong you are, fast you are, tall, short, fat, doesn't care. Just wants you to execute. And so I think when he starts to really understand, which he is doing right now, the value of just being around the strike zone consistently, you're going to watch this young man continue to take off, because there's no doubt, in my opinion, he has the ability to pitch at the front of the rotation for a long time.
Talking with A's broadcaster Dallas Braden, and the Athletics have homered in 12 straight games to start the season. And to be fair, not all of those games were at Sutter Health Park, or as we're calling it now, Sutter Injury Park. But that is going to play small this summer, and maybe even smaller when it gets hot in the summer. Do you feel like there's going to be some huge numbers? I mean, Tyler Soderstrom,
he's so good.
I mean, it might not be Aaron Judge who's challenging Barry Bonds' record by the end of the year.
He's so good.
No. Time out. You mean Aaron Judge might not quite be Tyler Soderstrom.
Right.
That's fair.
According to B-War, when you woke up this morning, the most valuable player in the league, his name is Tyler Soderstrom.
Crazy.
With a 1.1 WAR already accumulated. He's also the guy who's tied with Aaron Judge for the most homers in the big leagues as we wake up this morning. So when you think about what you're getting there offensively, there's a lot to be excited about right now. And we can start with Soderstrom and the adjustments that he's been able to make. Obviously, the power. This is what this offense does, right? They bang the baseball. They know that. I mean, you're talking about close to over half their runs last year coming via the home run. So hitting the home run, driving the ball is the MO. It's something that they've been able to do. How can you get creative and create offense in a different way? And that's where we're starting to see the arrival of a guy by the name of Jacob Wilson, who I think has probably caught some folks by surprise simply because you didn't expect that there'd be much power there. And that's going to come. I mean, he's got two homers so far. He had a great spring, but this is a dude who has hits in all 12 games. This is a guy who has, he's hitting 400. How about this? Let me drop this on you. Last year, combined with this year, so over the totality of his career, he has 41 hits, 28 swing and misses.
Wow.
28 swing and misses. He has 41 hits in the big leagues. He's got almost more than half the amount of hits than he does swing and misses.
That's
not
crazy.
Strikeouts, boys.
That's crazy.
Not strikeouts. Just swinging and missing the ball. He swung and missed at one fastball this year. One. He punched out twice for the first time all year a couple days ago. He hadn't punched out in 51 straight at-bats. You guys know what that looks like.
Yep.
with the Wand Wizard in Arias, right? And so I have been sitting at the edge of my seat this entire series because I love what a game of baseball looks like when you have two dudes like that can essentially, as you know, just kind of take a look at where their holes might be out there. I want to stay inside a pitch. I'm going to poke it through the hole over here. Maybe I can get around one, drop the head on one. It's magical to watch. It's surgical at the plate. And for him, at his age, to already show that aptitude has been extremely impressive. And when you start to add guys like him into this lineup and you have a guy like Tyler Soderstrom who's made the adjustments that he has, you almost quickly forget about the fact that you've got Brent Rooker and Lawrence Butler at the very top of this lineup as well. And so when you talk about excitement and you talk about the young talent that the A's have right now, it is, for me, as someone who's watched this team evolve and grow and go through the transitions that they're going through, it's been really nice just to watch them become the cohesive unit that they are. And I think that they're going to put some people on notice throughout the summer.
It's Dallas Braden joining Ben and Woods this morning, and we are huge Mark Kotze stands on this show, always have been.
Yes.
You see kind of the he's a guy that's been around the game for a ton, and you can see how a young team may not be right for a guy like Kotze, but this one absolutely is. Why is he the right guy to kind of lead this young crew?
Because he's been a guy that has been involved with this group for a while, right? Quality control coach, special assistant. He's been around the group. He's been around the organization. 17 years worth of dirt compiled underneath the spikes as a player. And now you move him into a position where, sure, he's managing up and managing down because he's dealing with the front office and their input. And he's also dealing with a young group who has positioned themselves now where expectations are more than they were last year. So he's the perfect man to do the job that needs to be done here, which is balance the growth of players as well as balance the need to win in a business that is absolutely win now, results now, results oriented. And he's getting those results from the growth of the players, and hopefully that's able to translate into the results as far as wins and losses are concerned. So when it comes to his community and his ability to have a pulse on the clubhouse, he knows who his team is. He knows how to motivate them. He is a no-nonsense individual when it comes to the expectations of our work and how we're going to go about this. If you're a young player trying to figure out what the big leagues are all about and how you're going to stay here, I don't know that there are many better people that you can have steering you at this level than Mark Kotze, for all the reasons we just mentioned, for a lot of the reasons you fellas love him so much. You know what kind of a grinder he was on the diamond, and now he's the one that's writing the lineup out, and he's the one that's getting your attention. He's the one that is extracting everything he can out of you. And the difference between this year and last year, like I said, I think are expectations. And we've already seen that. There's been some moves made as far as the roster goes where guys who were not performing the way that they would like to see them or expected them to early out of the gate, while there might have been an opportunity to take another lump or two before a decision was made, it's growth now. We need results now. And that didn't happen early, so you will go down to a place where you can grow, and we will plug somebody in here who we feel can help right now. And Mark Kotze is the perfect man to communicate those decisions, and he's the perfect man to help make those decisions.
Got 2 hours and 45 minutes until game time. We'll let you go, Dallas. Really appreciate you,
you
calling
buddy.
In this morning. That was great.
That was awesome.
No problem, boys. Thanks for having me. And just shoot me over that address, and we've got a veggie platter. We've got mushroom burgers all
save
the way.
Save me a mushroom burger.
Save
thank
us
you.
One.
Thank you, Dallas.
Thanks,
Dallas Braden, Oakland Athletics, or Sacramento, just athletics broadcaster. We got to check traffic. We got a lineup in.
We're fine.
We got a lineup
good.
In. We'll let
guys,
you know
we're when, good.
When we
what
come
are you
back after,
about?
After traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Right, no surprise, but no Tatis, no Cronenworth in the Padres lineup today. So Luis Arraez will move up to the leadoff spot at first base. Xander is going to hit second at short. Manny at third, hitting third. Gavin Sheets will bat cleanup as the designated hitter. Oscar Gonzalez will bat fifth out in right field. Jose Iglesias will play second base and hit sixth. Jason Hayward in left batting seventh. Brandon Lockridge in center hitting eighth. And Martin Maldonado catching and batting ninth. Might not be the most interesting lineup, though, Woods, because I just saw the lineup for El Paso. Guess who's playing center field? I don't know if it's a coincidence. Eggy Rosario is out in center field for El Paso. I wonder if there's a thought that they might need Eggy in center while Jackson Merrill is on the injured list at some point as well. I don't know. Just something that was kind of interesting that I noticed here in my feed this morning.
Well, what does old Schulte say? Losers complain. Winners find solutions. Right?
That's what he says often and repeatedly. Well, yes. He gets to prove it today.
Like a Bloody Beer, Jerry.
He also says that.
You'd like to think that he says that. I don't think he actually says that.
I don't think he's ever said that in his life.
I don't like Bloody Beer, but I would have one with old Schulte.
I love saying this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half.
Yeah,
Robert Half, they found 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI works quickly to find the skilled candidates you want at Robert Half. They know talent. Visit roberthalf.talent.com/talent today. Something like that. For Pauly Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan.